our His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj and Her Holiness Rukmini Devi Dasi have spoken about separation, and of course why Mahaprabhu did the amazing pastime of breaking his devotees' hearts when he took sannyas and when he traveled. And the answer that Maharaj gave was how he could do that. If we think of the intensity of love that these devotees had for Mahaprabhu, he broke their hearts so completely. So that question also came to my mind. How could he possibly do this, even out of compassion for so many souls that he would save by taking sannyas? Still, how could he break the hearts of those who loved him so deeply? And the answer, and that was Rukmini Mataji's question, and Maharaj's answer was, because he came to teach Vipralambha Seva, Vipralambha Bhav. And then Mataji also, she added a wonderful point to that, that there is no Vipralambha without desire. There has to be a very intense and selfless desire to please one's beloved. We cannot think that Vipralambha or separation is the goal, because if separation is the goal, and if we're happy in separation, then there is no separation. One has to think that the meeting is the goal, and the meeting based on service is the most desired objective. And then if that desire is there to meet, to be with one's beloved, then separation can take place, the actual mood of separation. And separation, as Maharaj explained very sweetly this morning, afternoon, separation is the vehicle, it is the doorway to spiritual meeting. And if that separation or the intense desire to be with one's beloved bursts into flame, then by the mercy of Krishna, we walk through the doorway of missing Krishna into his association. This is actually the secret of Braja. The uppercut and the prakat, the manifest and the unmanifested lila, they are merged together through separation. But in any case, what I would like to read first is a description from Chaitanya Bhagavat of what Sachi Devi, the mother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we saw the incredible anguish, how she preferred the poison of drinking poison and death that was not as an intense poison as being separate from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nimai, her beloved son. When I was watching the Leela unfold during the drama, I was seeing that this actually defined what love is. Because now we are separate from Krishna, and that is a fact. In practical life, we are separate from Krishna, but I don't feel anything. I don't miss Krishna at all. There is no love in my heart, which is like a desert. And this is the most painful situation, in fact, to be separate from Krishna and not even to be aware of it. And contrast that to the mood of the residents of Vrindavan, the coward boys, when Krishna would walk behind a tree, that moment of separation would be completely intolerable for them. And the blinking of the Gopika's eyes, the blinking of their eyes, that moment was intolerable for them. So this is what love is. This is what love is. And here, we will see, or hear rather, or perhaps see through our ears, the result of Mahaprabhu's taking sannyas. Now this part of Chaitanya Bhagavat, very good. You can start now with that. You can start with the melody. Okay? And these devotees have very kindly come to grace and decorate these pastimes with their very sweet performance for the offering of their lordships and their lordships' devotees. So, Sachi Devi, this happens, this pastime happens when Mahaprabhu, after he has taken sannyas, after he has returned to Jagannath Puri, after he's gone to South India and returned, and then he goes to Ramakeli. Who knows why he went to Ramakeli? Yes, but he was on his way to Sri Vrindavan Dham. But then Sanatana Goswami advised him, it is not proper to go to Vrindavan with so many followers. It is better like a jaduwala, like a magician. It is better to go just alone. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the advice, the words of Sanatana, so seriously. He decided not to go to Vrindavan at this time, but rather to go back to Jagannath Puri and to go through West Bengal, to go through the place of Saptagram, Sri Krishnapur, and then to go to Shantipur. But what was Sachi Devi's consciousness like while she was separate from Krishna after his taking sannyas? Please listen. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left home to accept sannyas, Mother Sachi gradually became more and more immersed in a mood of Vipralamba Bhav, intense separation. She became unaware of the external world, and she spoke in a way that was irrelevant. It had nothing to do with what was going on outside. And she spoke to those who were not even present. When Sachi Mata met anyone, she inquired, she asked of them, "Do you have any news of Vrindavan? How are Krishna and Balaram doing in Mathura? Is that sinful demon Kamsa continuing his cruel rule?" And sometimes Mother Sachi would call out, "Rama, Krishna, quickly go and milk the cows so that I can sell the milk in the market." This is Vipralamba Bhav. This is what Mahaprabhu came to distribute. At times, she was seen running. Her arms were outstretched and she was crying, "Where is that butter thief? Catch him, catch him. Let us see how you will escape today. I will catch you and I will bind you." At other times, she was heard saying, "Come boys, let us bathe in the Jamuna." And then Lord Krishna would sometimes appear in Mother Sachi's meditation, and she would laugh out loud for hour after hour. Then she would fall into an ecstatic trance and remain motionless for a long time, forgetting about the outside world. And from time to time, her consciousness would focus on the external world, this world that seems so real to me. She was in another world, the real world, not the world of illusion. But sometimes her consciousness would focus on this world just so she could worship her deities. And then the messenger arrived at such a time when Mother Sachi was absorbed in remembering Krishna. And that messenger said, Lord Gaurasunda, Yoni Mai has come to Shantipur. Let us go and see him immediately. Sachi Mata had indescribable happiness to hear this. And Gadadhar Pandit, Murari Gupta, and the other devotees all accompanied her. And when they arrived at Advaitacharya's house, the news was brought to her son, the Lord. While rushing to see his mother, Lord Chaitanya saw her at a distance, and he fell to the ground like a stick to offer his obeisances. And after getting up, the Lord circumambulated her. And while offering prayers, he glorified her as the personification of devotional service. And when we chant Jai Sachi Nandan, this is very important.
Yes!
But when we chant it loudly, with a full heart, it is even more important. Jai Sachi Nandana! And if we look at Sachi Nandana, who is on the altar and right in front of us, and chant it with arms upraised, with a complete heart, Jai Sachi Nandana! Because when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hears his name called in reference, in connection with Sachi Devi, because he has so much love for Sachi Mata, his heart melts and he listens to our prayers. So it is very important. He repeatedly, again and again, offered his dandavat obeisances to Sachi Mata. And all the while, Sachi Mata remained very still, not moving, in trance. The Lord concluded glorifying her. He glorified her again and again. And he concluded his glorification saying, Oh, Mother, you have invested all I, just by saying the name I, Mahaprabhu's mercy comes to someone. That's Marathi also, yes? He said, you have invested so much time and energy and love, and you have raised me from my birth. Your affection has been like a cushion, a pillow. Every step of life, my life, you have protected me. I will never be able to repay the debt of love that you have given me, that I owe you. Please, simply be satisfied with your own exalted qualities. It gave the Lord special satisfaction to glorify his mother. Another wonderful point that Maharaj made this morning. How wonderful and how pleased the Lord is. More than when he is glorified, but when the devotees are glorified. And hearing these words of Mahaprabhu, Sachi Mata replied, as wood floating on the surface of the ocean is swept away here and there, the conditioned entities are being controlled helplessly. All I can say is that you alone know what is best to be done. Because he left and took sannyas, and this was the first time she had seen him with no hair. You are offering me praise. Being independent, you can act as you wish. The devotees greeted Satchimati's words with spontaneous appreciation. And Mother Sachi's heart was filled with immense satisfaction because she was seeing her son. It is impossible for an ordinary person, Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur humbly says, to properly describe the happiness, the bliss that was everywhere during this meeting of Mother Sachi and Sri Krishna Chaitanya, her son. Then Advaita Charja offered repeated obeisance to Sachi Mata, and then he received the Lord's permission for her, Sachi Devi, to cook. And Mother Sachi joyfully entered the kitchen, thinking, I am going to cook for my Gaurachandra, who is the Supreme Lord, Narayan. Innumerable food items appeared as if by magic. And Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, many of the preparations that Sachi Mata cooked were unknown to me, and so I have no name, no ability to describe them. But Mother Sachi knew that her son loved to eat shak. And she cooked 20 different varieties. In fact, each vegetable was cooked in 10 or 20 ways. And after cooking, Mother Sachi brought all the dishes into the dining hall and put some tulsi manjaris on each and every one. And in the middle of the room, she spread a very nice sitting mat for the Lord to sit. But that was not the pastime that I wanted to read. The pastimes that I wanted to read were how Mahaprabhu traveled, what he did after taking sannyas, and how he went to the home of Sri Advaita Charja. But Maharaj, knowing what is best, he spoke those pastimes over the last few days. So that is not the pastimes that I want to read now. But these pastimes, which are just after the birth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are especially wonderful, and there are many Shruti Phal attached to them. And if one hears these pastimes, wonderful results will come. Please listen. Here's how Vrindavan Das Thakur begins his narration of this chapter. O lotus-eyed Lord Chaitanya Chandra. I can see his lotus eyes from here. But more important than that, he can see us. We come here to be seen. O lotus-eyed Lord Chaitanya Chandra, all glories unto you. All glories to your loving devotees. Please place upon me your auspicious glance so that my heart may worship you free from kapata. Kapata means deceit, hypocrisy. This is the benediction he's asking. To be free, let my worship be free from all hypocrisy, day and night. Now that Lord Chaitanya was present within the home of Sachi Devi, bliss increased day after day. And as Jagannath, Misra, and Sachi again and again gazed at their son's handsome face, they floated in an ocean of bliss. And Vishwarupa would look at his younger brother, who was the abode of bliss, and he would smile and embrace him again and again. And relatives would surround the infant boy day and night. Some chanted mantras, and others circumambulated the house. And all this was done for the protection of this boy. And when the Lord would weep, shedding tears from his lotus eyes, he would at once stop if he heard the name of Hari. Eventually, everyone understood the Lord's hint, and whenever he wept, they would chant,
Hari, Hari,
Hari,
Hari,
Hari,
Hari,
Hari,
Hari, Hari,
Hari,
Hari,
Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Rama, 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 Hari, Hari. By the Lord's weeping hundreds of years ago, we are all feeling happiness. In this way, Sri Chaitanya passed his first month. And on the day celebrating his Balaka Uttana, Sachi went with the other women to bathe in the Ganga. And they were accompanied by tumultuous singing and beautiful, sweet-sounding musical instruments. Sachi bathed in the Ganga and worshipped Ganga Devi. And she then went to the temple of Shashti, the goddess Shashti. And after properly worshipping the feet of all the demigoddesses, the demigods, she returned home with the other Matajis and respectfully offered everyone puffed rice, bananas, oil, red sindoor, betel nut, and betel leaves. And all the women present blessed the infant boy, and they offered obeisances to Mother Sachi, and then they returned to their own homes. In this way, the Lord enjoyed his early childhood. And if the Lord does not award one understanding, no one has the power to understand his pastimes. Again and again, the infant Lord would cry. And anything other than the chanting of Krishna's names that the ladies did, that would not make him peaceful. It would only cause him to cry more and more. And when everyone said, Hari, Hari,
Hari, Hari, Hari.
When everyone said, Hari, Hari,
Hari, Hari,
then a smile would at once appear on the Lord's moon-like face. And discovering that this pleased the Lord's heart, because that is why we chant, to please Him. Everyone would gather together, they would clap their hands, and they would chant, Hari, 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 Hari. And He was pleased. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from his childhood, from his babyhood, he taught everyone to happily perform Hari Sankirtan. And the sound of the Lord's holy names filled the home of Sachi Devi. The Lord's pastimes in Jagannath Misra's home were secretly just like the pastimes he enjoyed as Gopal Krishna. He was so naughty. When no one was home, he took different things and threw them here and threw them there. On the four walls of the house, he threw oil, he threw milk, he threw whey, he threw ghee. And then, when he heard sounds that indicated that his mother was coming, baby Nimai, that wasn't his name yet, he immediately fell to the ground after doing this, and he began to cry. And then when Mother Sachi came, she picked him up, seeing him crying, and she said, "Hari, Hari, Hari," to stop him from crying. And she comforted her infant son. But then she looked around the room and she saw that there was a great mess strewn everywhere around her house. And she called out, "Who has thrown the wheat? Who has thrown the rice? Who has thrown the dal and the ghee everywhere?" Although she saw that pots of milk and yogurt were also broken, but that in the house only her four-month-old baby was there, she wondered, "Who has scattered everything everywhere?" And she asked everyone, but no one could answer because no one knew. Everyone looked around, but she could see no signs of any culprit. And someone said, "Perhaps a Rakshasa has entered, but was unable to harm the child because of the mantras that are always being chanted to protect him. Perhaps the demon, being unable to harm the child, became angry and threw these things everywhere. And then he fled away to his own place." Seeing the great disturbance within his home, Jagannath Misra became bewildered and he thought, "Bhagavan Akripa, it must just be providence." But he did not say anything. But although he and Sachi Devi remained bewildered, as soon as they gazed at the beautiful face of their son, anxiety, sab chinta, ho gaya. In this way, days passed happily, day after day passed happily, until the time it was for their son to gain his name. Nilambala Chakravarti, many scholars, and all the relatives arrived. Many chaste ladies decorated with red sindoor, who were splendid like Goddess Lakshmi herself, they also came. Everyone gave thought to choosing a proper name for the boy. Some ladies came. Some ladies suggested one name, and other ladies suggested another. And finally, the ladies reached their conclusion. "Oh, Sachi, since you have lost many daughters previously, this last-born child should be named Nimai. Name him Nimai for his protection. That name will protect him." And then after consulting amongst themselves, the learned scholars decided on another name for the boy, saying, "As soon as this boy took his birth, famine ended in our area, and all the farmers were blessed with rain. With his birth, the earth again became happy. It became prosperous. It is as if Narayan himself is protecting the earth. And therefore, this boy should be given the name Sri Vishwambar, the maintainer of the worlds. After all, in his Jyotish, it is written that he will shine in his family like a brilliant lamp. The name Nimai, suggested by the chaste ladies, can be his second name." The occasion of the child's name-giving ceremony was most auspicious. Brahmanas recited the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Vedas. At that auspicious moment, both demigods, devatas, human beings chanted the name of Hari, as conch shells were blown and bells were rung. Rice, a book, muri, coins, gold, silver, all these objects were brought and placed before the boy. Jagannath Misra said, "Vishwambhar, my son, please listen. Whatever item touches your heart, please extend your lotus-like finger and touch that item." Vishwambhar Nimai ignored everything else that was placed in front of him, and he picked up the Srimad Bhagavatam and he placed it to his chest, to his heart. As the chaste ladies, seeing this, filled the four walls with the sounds of Jai Haribo! 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 And everyone predicted, he will be a learned pandit. This boy will become the greatest Vaishnava. With a slight study, he will learn all the scriptures. Whoever was blessed by seeing Vishwambhar's smiling face became drenched in a shower of bliss. And whoever took him on their lap would not put him down. And in this way, the ladies held on their laps he who was rarely attained by the demigods. And whenever the Lord cried, the women immediately clapped their hands and chanted the names of Hari. And hearing this, the infant Lord danced as he sat on their laps, which made the ladies sing Lord Hari's holy name with even more enthusiasm. Hari Bo! Hari Bo! Hari, 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 Hari! Thus, by all the Lord's tricks, he fulfilled his desire. And what was his desire? To keep the holy name of Lord Hari always in everyone's mouth. Thus arranging that his own holy name would always be chanted, Lord Chaitanya, Sachi's son, grew day by day. And after some time, the supremely handsome infant Lord began to crawl on his knees, making the bells that are around his hips tinkle very sweetly. The crawling of the Lord was most beautiful, and the tinkling sound of the bells on his waist enchanted everyone's mind. And once he learned how to crawl, he fearlessly wandered throughout the courtyard and grabbed whatever he saw, whether it be fire or a snake. And one day, a snake slipped through the fence and entered the courtyard. And in his childhood pastimes, the Lord saw the snake and he grabbed it immediately. And the snake began to coil around him. And when the infant Lord saw this, he laid down on the snake's coils. And everyone who observed this, they fell into great fear, anxiety, anicchinta. They became filled with fear. But baby Nimai simply smiled, and he continued to lie back on the snake. And all those present began to cry out, "Garuda, Garuda, Garuda!" And the frightened parents and the other relatives all began to weep. And hearing everyone weep, the snake, who was Anantashesha, He slithered away, even though infant Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya, began to cry and grasp him and tried to get him to come back. And then, with the snake far away, the ladies at once came forward and they took the infant Lord and they placed him on their laps and they blessed him again and again, saying, "May this boy live a long life." Someone tied a protective charm around him, and someone recited auspicious hymns, and others poured over the Lord's limbs the water of the Ganga, water that had once washed Lord Vishnu's feet. And someone said, "This child has received a new life." And someone else said, "This was a special snake, and therefore it did not bite him." And Lord Gaurachandra glanced at everyone present. He smiled. And then he went, crawling, to again catch the snake. But they repeatedly stopped him. Whoever hears these confidential topics with devotion will never be bitten by the snake, the cobra of material existence. The blessing of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. Because material existence very much resembles the bite of a cobra. In this way, Sri Satchinandana eventually began walking in the courtyard of the house. And the Lord's beautiful form defeated the beauty of millions of cupids. Indeed, even the moon itself desired to see its face. The Lord's head was decorated with curling locks of hair, and with his lotus eyes, he looked just like Gopal. And the Lord's hands reached to his knees. His lips were reddish. His chest was broad. And he was decorated with all auspicious other symptoms. The enchanting golden body of the Lord resembled Aruna, the color of the rising sun. And his fingers and his hands and his lotus feet were formed so beautifully. And as the Lord walked around just like a young child, his mother became frightened, thinking that his feet were reddish, like the seeds of pomegranate. She began to think his feet were so reddish and soft. She was in anxiety to think that his feet were bleeding. And seeing this, the color of his lotus feet, Satchimata and Jagannath Misra became greatly astonished. Although they were poor, Satchimata and Jagannath Misra were always joyful. And one day, as they sat alone together in seclusion, they whispered to each other, "Some great personality, a great soul, has taken his birth in our family. Since such a qualified person has taken birth in our house, perhaps our material distress will come to its end. We have never before heard of such behavior in a child. He continuously dances. He continuously smiles upon hearing the name of Hari. And whenever he cries, he is not pacified until he hears the loud chanting of the name of Hari." In the morning, all the ladies would gather around the child and they would perform sankirtan. They clapped their hands and they chanted the name of Hari. And Gaurasunda would enthusiastically dance. He would become covered with dust as he rolled on the ground. And then he would smile and climb on the lap of his mother. And everyone felt incomparable happiness on seeing the various movements of Gaurachandra as he exhibited, as he would dance. In this way, no one could understand how the Lord as a child was inducing them always to chant the holy names of Krishna. The boy was always running in and out of the house. He was so restless, no one could catch him. He would wander outside. He would go alone. And whenever he saw people eating, whatever it would be, paddy, rice, bananas, or sandesh, he would ask people to give him some. Captivated on seeing the Lord, the Lord's enchanting form, even strangers would give him whatever he requested. And he would return home satisfied, and then he would distribute the items he had collected to the ladies who were chanting his holy names. And seeing the child's great intelligence, everyone laughed and chanted Krishna's names as they clapped their hands. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Hari, Krishna, 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 Hari Hari, Hari Hari. He would wander outside of the house any time of the day, any time of the night, morning, noon, afternoon. He regularly went to the neighboring friends' houses and he playfully chore. He stole. He drank someone's milk. He ate someone's rice. And if he couldn't find anything to eat, he broke earthen pots. And if there was any children in the house, the Lord would pinch the child and make him cry. And if someone saw him, he ran away. And if by chance the Lord was caught, he immediately would fall at their feet to gain release. He would rub his eyes and say, "Please forgive me this time. I promise I won't steal anything ever again, ever." And seeing the child's, chalu nature, but I won't say that. Seeing his great intelligence, everyone was astonished. And they would not become upset. They could not become upset. Rather, their hearts were stolen by him in love. Everyone showed more affection to Nimai than to their own sons. For the Lord stole everyone's heart by his presence. In this way, the Lord of Vaikuntha performed his pastimes as he constantly walked around. But one day, two thieves saw the Lord and they began to think, "This child is wandering alone in the streets." And they saw the Lord was wearing costly decorations, golden bangles, jeweled bangles. They considered how they could steal his ornaments. One of the thieves took the Lord in his arms and said, "My dear child." And the other said, "Where have you been for so long?" The thieves said, "Come, you're wandering. We will take you home." And the Lord smiled and said, "Yes, let us go to my home." The two thieves hurriedly carried the Lord away, as onlookers mistakenly considered that the two were taking their own son home. Meanwhile, the thieves kept glancing again and again in a very satisfied way at the Lord's ornaments. One thought, "I will take the bangles." And in this way, both thieves were dreaming of their soon-to-be-acquired wealth. As the two thieves went towards their destination, the Lord smiled while riding on their shoulders. And one of the thieves gave the Lord a piece of sandesh, and the other thief said, "We're almost home." And while the thieves tried to deceive the Lord, taking him far away, far, far away, the Lord's relatives noticed his absence, Vipralambabhav, and they began to search. "Vishwambar, Vishwambar, Vishwambar, come!" Others called, "Nimai, oh Nimai, come home, oh Nimai!" Discovering the Lord's absence, everyone felt like they were fish outside of water, and they took full shelter of Govinda. But meanwhile, the thieves carried the Lord towards their own house. But they, bewildered by his illusory energy, they lost their way, and they returned exactly back to the place from which they had taken the Lord, back to the house of Jagannath Misra, while still thinking that they had arrived at their own home. Thus, they put him down, preparing to steal his ornaments. One thief said, "Please get down from my shoulders, my dear child. We have reached home." And the Lord replied, "Yes, yes. Put me down quickly." Meanwhile, Jagannath Misra and the others were holding their heads in great lamentation and anxiety. And at the same time, the thieves, illusion by Maya, set the child down in that very place, just in front of Jagannath Misra, while considering that it was their own house. And immediately the Lord jumped down and ran onto the lap of his father, and everyone chanted the name of Hari in great joy.
Hari, 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 Hari.
And everyone felt, as they were looking at the beautiful, delicate face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his lotus eyes and his long curling hair, they felt that their life had returned to their body. The thieves suddenly realized that they were not in front of their own house, but they could not understand where they were. And in the middle of the commotion, no one thought of them or saw what had happened. And so, undetected, they ran away in great fear and bewilderment, fearing that they would be caught. "How strange," one of them said. "Did someone just perform some magic on us?" And when they had run far away, they both concluded, "Goddess Chandi has saved us today." And then, after regaining their composure, they embraced each other. In reality, the thieves were most fortunate, for they had carried the Supreme Personality of Godhead on their shoulders. While with Nimai, the elders, like the thieves, but quite different, were also filled with wonder. They were thinking, "Who has returned Nimai to us? We should reward that person by tying a new turban around his head as a gift." And someone said, "I saw two persons arrive, set the child down, and then vanish. And since no one present said, 'I brought him,' everyone was perplexed. And they asked Nimai, 'Dear child, tell us, who was it that brought you here? Where have you been?' And to this question, the Lord replied, 'Oh, I went to the bank of the Ganga, and I lost my way. And as I was wandering on the street, two strangers took me in their arms, and they brought me here.'" To the Lord's statement, everyone said, "The statements in Shastra cannot be false. It is said that children as well as the old and helpless are protected by providence. In fact, however, no one could actually understand what had occurred because they were illusioned by the Lord's yoga maya. In this way, the Lord of Vaikuntha performed amazing pastimes. Who can understand those pastimes unless the Lord Himself reveals them? And whoever hears these topics, which are even confidential to the Vedas, will certainly attain firm devotion for the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama